I'm WUWM's Susan Benz. Jobs and the economy, social justice, the coronavirus. Those are a few of the major issues motivating people to go to the polls tomorrow. But for some voters, including in northeastern Wisconsin, water quality is among the top concerns. Up north is known for its natural beauty, which attracts both people who put down roots there and tourists. But the region is not pristine. Along Lake Michigan's Green Bay and far northeastern Wisconsin, PFAS are a big problem. Marinette County residents are dealing with surface, ground, and well water contaminated by a man-made chemical that has many uses, including as an ingredient of firefighting foam. PFAS are considered lifetime chemicals that get into the environment, don't break down, and potentially cause harm when they accumulate in the bodies of humans, animals, potentially impacting entire ecosystems. I talked to a number of Marinette County voters about how environmental concerns are factoring into their vote this fall. Former Marinette Mayor Doug Oetzinger says they're front and center.
Whether it be the Back 40 mine, which has been a long time controversy up here in the across the state line in Michigan, which threatens the Menominee River, or the PFAS issue, which is immediately here and is not a threat, it's a reality. We've got contaminated wells and so forth.
When I talked to Kristen Edgar last week, the town of Peshtigo resident hadn't chosen between Donald Trump or Joe Biden. She says she was weighing a lot of issues. Edgar has four kids and says education is a key concern, but so is the environment.
I live in the small town of Peshtigo. It's a little small area, and now they're saying it's the biggest PFAS contamination zone in the state of Wisconsin. And so you've got people in this town that are drinking poisoned water and have bottled water brought in. We have to have action. And it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. I think clean water isn't partisan. You know, I think everyone that lives in the United States deserves to have clean drinking water.
Fellow Peshtigo resident and mom, Jennifer Johnson, has a wide range of concerns about PFAS contamination, from economic to public health impacts.
We have one of the best fishing industries in our state with walleye. We have people coming from all over the world just to fish for walleye and salmon. You can't tell me Lake Michigan isn't contaminated by this when we have it running off directly into the bay. That is a very big issue. I've also noticed there's been an explosion of cancers in our area. Pancreatic cancer is becoming a really big one in our area. I'm hearing of more and more people coming down with that, and we've lost family ourselves due to it. So it's really tough.
Johnson, who says she'll proudly be casting her vote for Trump Tuesday morning, thinks the PFAS crisis needs to be addressed at every level of government, local, state, and federal.
It's easy for everybody to blame Donald Trump for everything that's going on in the world right now. He's the president, enough said. But when you roll it back and take it back to the local levels, whether it's your state or your local districts, you're able to hold them accountable. And they're the ones that are supposed to be speaking up for the people.
Each Marinette County resident I spoke with shared varying degrees of concern about environmental issues, as well as the coronavirus pandemic and how our country will come out on the other side. Another common thread emerged. The voters, whether firmly decided or not quite, said finding a path toward compromise from the hyperlocal neighbor level to the highest level of government is essential. Johnson puts it this way.
I have a lot of very close friends that are liberal. I lean more conservative. We have conversations. And at the end of the day, we're still friends. I think the conversations do need to happen. A lot of very serious conversations need to happen. There's always room for compromise. You know, just because you're not going to like all of the outcomes doesn't mean that you don't have a voice to be heard.
Susan Benz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.